Lac La Biche. Upwards of 400 young students from school classrooms around the region were invited to the annual round dance celebration at the Lac La Biche Portage College campus on March 17. It was the first time in the 19-year history of the annual tradition that such a large group was invited to attend the cultural and educational event. It was a resounding success, say organizers, providing an opportunity for attendees to learn about First Nation culture and ceremony, as well as to celebrate the contributions of two long-standing members of the college community. Grade 5 to 12 students from Amisk Community School, Aurora Middle School, Goodfish Lake Portage College Open Campus, Light of Christ Catholic School, and J.A. Williams High School attended, giving students an opportunity to learn in a hands-on, immersive way. Reconcile Action. The room filled with positive energy for each song, said Portage's cultural facilitator Robert Reka. The children brought such joy to our campus, he said. We've never experienced this event in this way. Having it accessible during the day for schools to come made a huge impact. The elders, knowledge keepers, and drummers who participated in the round dance also enjoyed the addition of the young attendees and their energy. This was a day of real reconciliation and reconciliation, said Reka. One of the drummers stated that the kids brought so much positive, exciting energy. In addition to the educational experience, participants shared a meal and an opportunity to honor two long-standing members of the college community. Shelley Jackson, Program Coordinator of Public Legal Education Program, and Carrie Froehler, Vice President of People and Culture at Portage College. The two were recognized for their commitment to promoting reconciliation and their dedication to supporting the college and its region. Portage College officials were grateful to all attendees at this year's event. In a shared statement, college officials said the annual round dance provides an invaluable opportunity to promote intercultural understanding and appreciation for First Nation culture, and to recognize the contributions of those who work tirelessly to support the college and its region.